Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihlele inkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha obingelelwa yimusizi wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa kuyinyanga yokugcina onyakeni ka-2024 uDisemba. We thank God obenathi, we always say Ebenezer usihole kwaze kwabalana. And now we need to check ukuthi masibheka emuva uNkulunkulu usindlilise kuphi bese sibhekana phambili futhi ukuthi siyapi, because you cannot go forward using the rear view mirror, but mawuya phambili you need to look at the windscreen of your life, ubheke ukuthi uyapi with reference to where you come from. That's why in a car, uma uthebekisa isimoto ukuthi yakheke kanjani, the rear view mirror is a small thing, you know, lapha elengaphezulu underneath the windscreen of your car, because you make reference to what is behind you. But the bigger screen or the bigger picture is where you are going, because it's all about the direction oyithathayo empilweni yakho usese ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. So manje today I just want us to talk about preparing for the year 2024. That's what we're going to be talking about for the next few weeks. Preparing for the year 2025. That's what we're going to be talking about as we are exiting 2024. We are going to prepare ourselves for 2025. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu usisaphi, uNkulunkulu wenzani ngeimpilo zethu. And I want you to know that you are where you are because of who God is in your life, because of God's faithfulness empilweni yakho, because uNkulunkulu akavumanga ngawe. USathane mhlambe bekahlelile ukuthi wena kulonyaka uzongcwatshwa, but uNkulunkulu engavumanga azanguze kwenzeke lokho. It's something to be grateful for, mlaleli. So now I want us to look at 2025 and see ukuthi masingena ku-2025 lithini izwi likaNkulunkulu ngeimpilo zethu. I want us to remember ukuthi kahle kahle thina sizelela emhlabeni ukuzoserva icebo likaNkulunkulu ngeimpilo zethu, siyithunywa la emhlabeni sizele ukuzofeza injongo kaNkulunkulu ngeimpilo zethu. I want us to read the book of Acts chapter 13 verse 36 manje, and then bese siyaqhubeka. Today I want to talk about serving the purpose of God in your generation. I want to say serve the purpose of God in your generation. This is kaNkulunkulu ku Acts chapter 13 verse 36. Now David, when he had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his ancestors and his body decays. Wabona ukubola. So namhlanje ngifuna ukusho ukuthi you are here to serve the purpose of God for your generation. The reason why you did not die, the appointment yakho yokufa ingafikanga ngo-2024, it is because uNkulunkulu usakulindele noma usabhekile ukuthi uzofeza injongo yakhe empilweni noma in your own generation. This is kaNkulunkulu. Now when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, the purpose of God is served in your own generation. It is specific to your generation. Everything that God wanted you to do makakuletha lemhlabeni, it is specific for this very generation. So in other words, you can look back and say, I wish I lived in Moses' generation, because bekuzoyenzakala u-1 no-2. Lalela, you are not assigned for Moses' generation. You are not assigned for David's generation. You are not even assigned for Jesus' generation. You know, the people that were assigned for that generation were there. You are assigned for this specific generation. Mhlambe empilweni yakho ufike ku T-junction la ubona khona ukuthi angisakhona ukuya phambili, angikhona ukuya emuva. You know, uma ubheke emuva, obviously you cannot reverse the hands of time. You cannot fix your mistakes. But uma uyabheka mhlambe uthi, I cannot even go forward because of where I am. Lalela, the purpose of God for your life still stands. Lithi kaNkulunkulu in the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 21. Lithi, many are the plans in the mind, noma in the heart of man, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. The reason why usese khona is because the purpose of the Lord ayikakapheli empilweni yakho. I want us now to move on to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. And then it's funde from verse 1, say, iti, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath appointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And then we say, ngizofunda uverse 4, but before ngifike kuverse 4, this is ngankulunkulu, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord God has appointed me. Unkulunkulu ngifuna ukukutshela namhlanje ekuseni usese ngumntana wakhe ukuthi the spirit of the Lord is upon you because the Lord has anointed you. Unyaka ka 2025 is a year of a fresh anointing. Phezu kwempilo yakho usese ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. Maybe there were things that you wanted to accomplish in 2024, 2023, ubuyele muva, and those things were not accomplished. Maybe now you are one of those who were interrupted by the COVID era, when you know, the COVID-19 era, when everything was shut down. Mhlambe business ivalekile, mhlambe iministry ivalekile, mhlambe kuningi okungasenzeki empilweni yakho. Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi ukwazi namhlanje ekuseni, mlaleli usese lapho, ukuthi uNkulunkulu is giving you a fresh anointing for the year 2025. God is giving you a fresh anointing because uNkulunkulu, you know, anointing is divine enablement that enables you to do whatever it is that God wants you to do. Mhlambe you are a business person that is in obscurity, uhleli ekhaya izinto azenzeki, imali zibophekile, ama debts ame ngeenyawo, ama phone call angena ngapha nangapha, abanye baze bakuthembisa ukukwenza a thing or two because imali zibophekile. But I want to tell you namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi uNkulunkulu, he is the God who releases the fresh anointing phezu kwempilo yakho. UnguNkulunkulu okuphakamisa kulelo bishi, UnguNkulunkulu okuphakamisa from whatever it is ekubophile. Now iBhayibheli lana lithi the spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. The anointing is always to for a specific purpose phezu kwempilo yakho. If uNkulunkulu ukubizele ukuthi uhambe uyoqala ibhizinisi ube ngusoma bhizinisi, lalela, each and every journey has got interruptions in the form of the enemy. USathane ulethe izinto azibekayo endleleni yethu ukuthi singasakhona ukuqhubekela phambili, ezibama ama interruptions, you know, so that we are not able to progress ngeimpilo zethu. But engifuna ukuthi ukwazi namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi uNkulunkulu is giving you the anointing yokuphakama. Make up your mind ngo 2025 ukuthi uzophakama. Yes, it's still 2024. Yes, kusese uDisember, but I want you to have this thing at the back of your mind ukuthi at the beginning of the year na kanjani uNkulunkulu is giving you a fresh anointing, because each and every assignment that God has given us has got divine enablement to fulfill the assignment. Sometimes the assignment is so big and amount you ayibhekisisa, it is impossible. Vele izinto uNkulunkulu asithume ukuthi siyozenza, those are impossible things as demand ukuthi bese sesingena ekukholweni kwethu, as demanda ukuthi impilo yokholwa bese seyaphakama, izinga lokukholwa bese seliba kwenye i-level, because ngamandla wakho ngeke uze ukhone ukuyifulfilla. Akusho ukuthi angeke uze kwenzeke, mlaleli, akwenzekanga ngo 2024, but kuzoyenzeka ngo 2025 empilweni yakho. Ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi God is giving you a fresh anointing. Lithi lana, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. So the spirit of the Lord God is not just upon you when I'm usindisiwe, but he's also inside of you, uhlala ngaphakathi kwakho. The spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound. Lalela mlaleli, kwasinye isikhathi mawungathi uyazibhekisisa wena, you are not the perfect candidate ukuthi uyoyenza lezinto ezibhalwe lana, to go bind up the brokenhearted, because you are also a broken vessel kwanawe empilweni yakho, ukhona into ezikulimazile, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, kukhona izinto nawe ufila ukuthi zikubophile, bese lithi lana, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. wena uNkulunkulu uyakusayina ukuthi uyenza lokho because his anointing is the one ezoyenza umsebenzi as long as you are avail yourself. Into engifuna ukuthi uyazi namhlanje ukuthi uNkulunkulu isandla sakhe siphezulu kwempilo yakho, umoya wakhe uphezulu kwempilo yakho. Make up your mind and just surrender to God and say yes Lord, use me. Are you prepared to be used by God ngo 2025 now? Or do you want to stay in that pity party? Do you want to embrace the situation ondlula kuso? Ufuna ukuhlala kulowo ubuhlungu odlula kuwo because uNkulunkulu uthembe wena ukuthi uyenza lezi zinto ezibhalwe lana. uNkulunkulu akubusise, siyaqhubeka ke next week mlaleli. God bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.